40% of U.S. refining capacity comes from the Gulf area impacted by Hurricane Isaac. An explosion at Venezuela's largest refinery also contributed to rising fuel costs. As AAA Mid-Atlantic's Wendy Van Kuren explains, it's not that the storm poses an imminent threat to reserves, but those who set oil prices use the circumstances as an indicator of what may happen to supply.
They have to cut the power off to make sure no water gets mixed in with the oil and just take safety precautions. About 80% of the refiners down there have shut off production to protect themselves while the storm hits. And when that happens, although we have plenty of supply on hand, people get nervous. And because of the nervousness of there being maybe an impact to supply, prices start to go up.
Van Kuren says there's no way of knowing how much prices will peak between now and then. National forecasts suggest that gas prices will be the highest on record for an extended Labor Day weekend. But barring another major event, prices should fall as quickly as they spiked once production resumes. Van Kuren also says prices should decline more after Labor Day as refineries begin producing a less expensive winter blend. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.